You're listening to SBS News.
The US and Europe are gearing up for what experts hope will become a high demand for flu vaccinations as countries seek to avoid a so-called twindemic of COVID-19 and influenza in October, a prime time for flu vaccinations. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the U.S. National Institutes of Health said Thursday that there was a considerable concern of an overlap of both illnesses as the Northern Hemisphere went through winter.
We are in the middle of a historic pandemic that severely is involving the United States of America as the country which is the most severely hit, with over 7 million cases. And as of yesterday, there are 205,000 deaths. Truly a transforming pandemic of historic nature. And we're not through with it yet. In fact, there's considerable concern as we enter the fall and the winter months and into the flu season that we'll have that dreaded overlap of two respiratory-borne diseases, namely influenza and COVID-19.
Dr. Fauci pointed to Australia as an example of what the United States needed to be doing to achieve similar results.
As many of you know, the Southern Hemisphere has their influenza season from April to the end of August, when essentially we have our summer. So they've been through their flu season. And because the Australians in the Southern Hemisphere did so many of the things on this slide, they had a very, very light flu season, which hopefully together with the flu vaccine, if we do what's on this slide, we'll have the same thing.
The slide that Dr. Fauci is referring to is part of a presentation by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases that encourages getting vaccinated, taking preventative action to stop the spread, and consulting doctors about the use of antiviral medication. Meanwhile, Britain's government on Thursday imposed tighter restrictions on social mixing in four new areas in the north of England. Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the House of Commons the infection rate in the region had risen to 268 per 100,000 people, and it was time to extend measures to Liverpool, Warrington, Hartlepool, and Middlesbrough. But the mayor of Middlesbrough, Andy Preston, denounced the measures, saying they would destroy jobs.
We went to the government with fantastic, intelligent, pragmatic proposals to keep people safe, protect our society. Make sure people don't get lonely. As we approach 6 months of dark nights, make sure people are looked after. Make sure people can mix safely. We weren't listened to. So what's been put to us now is unacceptable. I don't accept it. Obviously, if there is a law, I will follow the law. And nobody should break the law. But as things stand, I do not accept these proposals. They are unnecessary. They go too far. They'll damage mental health. And they'll kill viable jobs.
In Israel, hundreds of protesters marched in Tel Aviv on Thursday, angered by what they said were Israeli government attempts to use lockdown measures to stifle demonstrations. Israel's parliament approved a government-backed edict on Wednesday, likely to stifle protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged corruption and his handling of the coronavirus crisis. The legislation, ratified after an all-night debate in the Knesset, bans Israelis from holding demonstrations more than 1 kilometer from their homes, a measure the government said was aimed at curbing COVID-19 infections. The regulations took effect on Thursday. One of the protesters is 18-year-old Sapphire Pozailo. She said she was marching to not be silenced.
I came here to protest against the government. There's the coronavirus and everything. They're trying to take this as an excuse to make us silent. We won't be silent. We have the masks, we have social distancing. Everything is okay. We came here to give our voices. And that's it.
Spain's health ministry has reported 9,419 new coronavirus cases as the country struggles to control Europe's most worrisome hotspot. The ministry said Thursday that 3,700 of the new cases were diagnosed in the previous 24 hours, but Spain's head of health emergency response, Fernando Simón, warned that data is updated with a delay of several days to reach a definitive figure. Spain tops Europe's infection table with over 778,600 reported COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. On Thursday, the ministry reported another 182 confirmed deaths for COVID-19, taking the total to 31,973, although experts believe the real death count is much higher due to the problems in testing. Simone said that the light-handed measures taken previously by Madrid officials had not had the desired effect and urged the public to maintain their compliance with social distancing and use of face masks.
I believe the measures that are being taken in Madrid are strong. They need to have an impact, but considering the situation in this region, the restrictions need to be tightened, not only in terms of widening the territory, but also the kind of measures in place.
Simone was especially concerned with the 42% of Madrid's intensive care beds already occupied by COVID-19 patients. Madrid and its suburbs are the hardest hit parts of Spain and are preparing to enter a soft lockdown that restricts trips in and out of the capital. South Africa has reopened its airspace to international flights on Thursday, ending a six-month suspension because of the coronavirus pandemic. A Lufthansa plane from Germany was the first international flight to arrive Thursday morning at Johannesburg's O.R. Tambo International Airport. Others from Kenya, Zambia, and Zimbabwe quickly followed. Airports in Cape Town and Durban have also resumed international traffic. Travelers arriving on international flights must provide a negative COVID-19 test issued no more than 72 hours before the departure of their flight. South Africa still maintains a number of restrictions on international travel. Tourists are not permitted from a list of more than 50 countries, including Russia, Britain, and the United States, which are deemed high risk because of their levels of COVID-19 cases. The list will be reviewed every 2 weeks. Travelers must also have proof of insurance to cover a COVID-19 test and quarantine costs should they show symptoms during their visit. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.